Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing Bisiyata Dishmaya, our previous year. This is the third year. Baruch Hashem, we saw particular neflos in the last one. And the yisod that came out was that there are two aspects, essentially, to the to Pesach Mitzrayim. There's the pre-Gula Pesach Mitzrayim and the post-Gula Pesach Mitzrayim. These are expressed in the two parshiyos of Korban Pesach. One is written before the whole Makatz Bechoros in the Yitzhiyah, and one is written after. So the first Pesach doesn't relate to the Doris, because the first Pesach, first parsha is talking about the Pesach that they put on the homes in order that Hashem should skip over. And they'd sprinkle the blood on the lintel and the doorpost, etc. That's not Lederus. Whatever is shaykh to that aspect of the Korban Pesach is not Lederus. What's shaykh to the aspect of Korban Pesach of after the Geula is Lederus. Because that reminds us, that connects to the Matzah, and that reminds us of Hashem's Yad HaChazakah, B'chozik Yad Hotzianu, and that's the Pasuk V'avodas, Avodah Zos B'chodesh Hazeh, where we learn that you call avodis chodesh zeh kozeh, that l'deiris, all the avodis of the Korban Pesach are going to be just like it was in Mitzrayim. But again, if there's a din that applies specifically to the pre-Geula Korban Pesach, then it's not going to be l'deiris. Whereas when if it refers to the post-Geula Korban Pesach, we say shem Pesach chad, or it has the same shem Pesach, the Doris, as it does then, like we saw in the Gemara Menachos. So Memela, it's going to have the same dinim. So that's why we're Memayit, at the beginning of the Gemara, we're Memayit, Abuel, Kol Adas, Yisrael, Emor, Beser, L'Chodesh, HaZeh, V'yikhu Zeh, Mekho Be'eser, V'en Pesach Doris, Mekho Be'eser. So only Zeh, Karban Pesach, the pre-Gula Karban Pesach, you take on the 10th, and not the Doris. It's Memayit that, because that's talking about the pre-Gula Korban Pesach. So that's Betamsis HaInyan, what we learned. And now we're going to go right there. We can now explain Rashi, Daf Tzadi, Vov Omer Aleph, and Dibra Maskel Kol Avoidus, that all the Avoidus, the Doris, are going to be like the Avoda of Mitzrayim. She call avodah shel chodesh hazeh kazeh. So Rashi writes a very tamua thing. Rashi writes, kol pischei doirois hukshu zeh lazeh. All the Pesachs of the generations are equated to each other. Frek the Marisha. L'chayra ain lo muvan. What does Rashi mean when he writes that all the psachim of the doros are equated to each other? The kevin da'akati lo yadinan bishum pesach doros boi bikur. May nafgamina mukshu zeh lazeh. Since we still don't know about any pesach doros that it requires bikur, we don't know that pesach doros requires bikur. So my nafgamina, that they're equated to each other. As we want to learn that Pesach Doros requires Bikur, and Rashi says it from the Pasuk of Avodas Avodas Os B'chodesh Hazeh, that all the Pesachei Doros are equated to each other. Yeah, but we don't yet know that it requires Bikur L'Doros. So Mazel Zeli, that they're equated to each other, we don't know that they require Bikur in the first place. So how do you get that they require Bikur? You have to check it 4 days before for Mum. As Divrei Rashi im Sisrei Torah. Aber lefi dvareinu, efshar bemet lavin et Rashi. Shebevadai kavanat Rashi hi, al din bikur shenemar bepesach Mitzrayim. Rashi isn't talking about din bikur l'doros. Rashi is talking about Din Bikur that we had at Pesach Mitzrayim. Ela shebi'er Rashi, shehekesh הוא לא לדין פסח מצרים, דהווה באי לה כדי להשבויה את הגאולה. We're not talking about the din of Pesach Mitzrayim that was required to create the Gula in the first place. Because Mitzad Asiyaso ain lo mokum ledoros, as far as the original Pesach, the pre-Gula Pesach, that aspect, that facet, that halachic construct of Pesach, that has no place ledoros. Elamat zarichoto. It's Kishmo, it's Pesach Mitzrayim, that's all it is. And the Doros were only making an Os, a Zikaron for Pesach Mitzrayim, but it's a different Zach, the Doros. So what's the Hekesh? Ela Hekesh hu l'chol pischei dorot. V'haynu, l'din Pesach sheyeshno b'Pesach Mitzrayim. T'chad inyinu mamishim Pesach Doros. And that's what we said was, in the previous year, again, based on Rashi in the Nochus 82, that the Pesachs, all the Pesachs Ladoris, are one mamish with Pesach Mitzrayim, the post-Geula Pesach. Because they're both La'achar HaGeula. So the La'achar HaGeula Pesach is one with Pischei Doris. And that's what we're equating to each other. V'chadehim mamish, b'yosem karbon l'daros al achar agula, they're all one. D'memeila mize, shim yeshna din bikur b'pesach Mitzrayim, mechamat ha-din, shebo chadu b'pesach toros, if there's a din of bikur in Pesach Mitzrayim, because of the din in which it is one with Pesach Doros, so all Pischei Doros are equated to each other. They're all now one. And memeila is going to be one din. So what Rashi means is, all the Pischei Doros, when Rashi says, Kol Pischei Doros Hukshu Zeh L'Zeh, means, all Pischei Doros together with the Din Pesach of La'achar HaGeula. And the Din Pesach of La'achar HaGeula, right, that's the Pesach Mitzrayim also. It's another aspect of Pesach Mitzrayim, but it's also Pesach Mitzrayim. And that also requires, like we said, all the Dinim that apply. Pesach Mitzrayim applied to the Pesach Lachar Gula also, that parsha. That parsha just adds dinim. They all apply. Because we're talking here in principle about Pesach Mitzrayim. Just this is Pesach Mitzrayim of Lachar Gula. And that's one mamish with, like we said, with Pesach Doros. And therefore they're all equated to each other. So just like Pesach Mitzrayim shel Achar Gula, in other words, the parsha that comes after the Gula, just like that requires Bikur, so too Pesach le Doros requires Bikur. Muvorn heitev divrei Rashi, le marshaz loshen, le enter his kashe, v'yesh li yashiv, the pischei Doros, shenokat Rashi pusha ritzon aloymar, b'chlolo gam Pesach Mitzrayim shebo chodesh hazeh. It includes the Pesach Mitzrayim. Ve'elav hukshu kol pischei Doros in Bikur, and to that was equated all the Pischei Doros, as far as Bikur is concerned. So it could very well be that the Maharsha means what we're saying. That we're talking about Pesach Mitzrayim, meaning which Pesach Mitzrayim? It has to be Pesach La'achar HaGeula. And that's Chana Mamish with the Pesachim of the Doros. And then we're equating Pesach Doros, the Pesach La'achar HaGeula. And Mimela is going to require Bikur of Arbi Yomim. עכשיו, משהגענו לכאן, נראה בביור האריכוס בקושיס הגמור לגבי ביקו דדורס. שמצד עצמוי, כשישנו מיעוט דהזה לגבי ביקו, שזה טון ביקו ואין אחר טון ביקו. שפירי יש למעט מזה פסח דורס. כשם שמעתים ממה שכוסף בעשר לחודש, שזה אנשי פסח דורס מחורבן בעשר. So we wanted to understand in the previous year, we asked, in the first year, why do we have this whole arichus, לגבי ביקור דורס, that we start with the tamid? First we show that the tamid requires ביקור, and then from there we get to the fact that Pesach, the דורס, requires ביקור. Why don't we just say straight? all the avodas are like this month. And just like all the avodas are like Pesach Mitzrayim, just like Pesach Mitzrayim requires bikur, so do here also the daris we require bikur. What do we have to travel via the tamid? We had to bring in the tamid first to show tamid requires bikur, and only then can we get to our Pesach daris. Advarim matmiim l'chir. Masbir Rabbeinu. The mitzat atzmo, when there's a mute of hazeh with regard to bigur, that this requires bigur, and no other requires bigur, so then we could be memayit pesach daris, just like we're memayit besor lechodesh hazeh, that zeh is taken on the 10th, and pesach daris is not taken on the 10th. Because when it says Hazeh, it comes to be memayet, it comes to exclude. Galilan kra sheprat zeh sheneemar b'parashat haChodesh Hazeh lachem eino nitzrach mitzad etzem shem haKorban Pesach ela ba'ilei mitzad ha'inyan shel Yosi Pesach shelifnei ha'geula. So we have a gilui in the pasuk that this detail of the miut of hazeh was stated with regard to the pre-gula pesach, the pesach in the parashah v'chodesh hazeh lachem. There we have a miut that this requires mekho be'esor. But not Lidaris, because whatever applies to the pre-Gula Karban Pesach can't be Lidaris. Because by definition, this is what helped bring the Gula, the pre-Gula Karban Pesach, the first parasha. So the middle, if you have a mute over there, that's going to apply Lidaris. So that's only going to be this din bikur is only going to be mamish in Pesach Mitzrayim and not in Pesach Doros. That's the sign of Pesach Mitzrayim. Because here we have a mute that it's only Pesach Mitzrayim and not the Doros. And this is not a stira to what it says that all the avodas l'doros are going to be like this one. Because the ve'avadata is not mechayiv to make in the Pesach Doros all the protim that are mischayiv in Pesach Mitzrayim mitzad Yosef Korban shelifnei ha'geula. Ein ve'avadata mechayiv lasot bePesach Dorot et kol ha'protim. In other words, it doesn't obligate you to do all of the protim regarding the pre-geula Pesach. The Pesach Shalifnei Agula, the Karban Shalifnei Agula, we have a mute. That's not the Doris. Like we have by Bet Mei Be'esor. Be'esor is only then that's on the 10th, but not the Doris. That's not what Ve'avadata is coming to teach us. Ve'avadata is coming to teach us something else. And that is that after the Gemara brings that we learn from Mishmeres B'Karban Tamid, for Mishmeres of Karban Pesach, that we require a Bikur of Dalet Yomim. This is Zeir Shav, Ayin Rashi Menachos 49, Yidir Maskel Shmir Shmir, Chazin Yishar Chaim, Kufchof Dalet, where he did comments on Daf Tzadi Vav Amin Aleph, so as we have a Lima from the Talmud, so this Zeir Shav is a two-way street, from Talmud to Pesach, from Pesach to Tamid, that we're equating the two. And that just like there's Bikur by Pesach, there's also Bikur by Tamid. Now by Tamid, why do we require Bikur? Because it's a din b'shem karban d'day. And it's shem karban. Karban Tamid requires Bikur. And that you learn from the Korban Pesach. Because it says over here, Mishmeres. And it says over there, Mishmeres. V'yalechem l'mishmeres ad habaros yom l'chodesh hazeh. Tishmeru l'hakriv li b'moyadei. So since it says the Lashon of Shmir on both, so you see that the Korban Tamid, Mitzad, the Shem Korban Tamid, requires a requires Bikur. Then who are dealing with Pesach? Because now you know the same applies to Pesach. In other words, the fact that you need Bikur is not a din of Pesach Lifnei Agula. It's a din of the Shem Klali of Korban Pesach. So Mamela, then you could say, that it applies to the post Lila Achar Gula Vika Pesach, because that also has a Shem Pesach, and Mamela Sildoros. Anything that's a din in the pre-Pesach Geula, pre-Pesach, pre-Gula Pesach, that's not going to be the Doros. There we have a mute. So first the Gemara proves that when it comes to Bikur, it's not a din in the pre-Geula Pesach. It's a din in the Shem Pesach. The Shem Karban. How do you know? Because you see it applies to the Tamid. And by the Tamid, it's a din in the Shem Karban. The Karban Tamid requires Bikur. So to the Shem Pesach requires Bikur. And if the Shem Pesach requires Bikur, then that's also going to be the Doros. Lachen Shapil Kashya Shekevon Shebishem Korban Chaduim Pesach Doros. In the Shem Korban, it's one. Pesach Doros is one with Pesach Mitzrayim. We learn from Vavadita. Vavadita Savod Azos Bachodesh Hazeh. The Zek is Zeh. The Pesach Doros is going to be like Pesach Mitzrayim. It has the same Shem Korban. It's Chadim Amish like we saw. So why wouldn't we require Bikur and Pesach Doros? The answer is Enochinami, you do. And what's it come to me, Mamayit, the Zeh, that it says by Bikur, it's come to me, Mamayit, Pesach Sheni. But Pesach Rishon, the Doris, definitely requires Bikur. Because it's Chali in Pesach Mitzrayim, Shem Korban Pesach Shevai. That's the same Shem Korban Pesach. And Bikur is Mitzad the Shem Korban Pesach, not Mitzad the Pre-Geula. As we see from the fact that it applies to Tami, so it's Mitzad the Shem Korban Tami. You're also Mitzad the Shem Korban Pesach. And Mimela, so it teaches you about Tamid, that Tamid requires Bikur, we learn Shmir Shmira. And also you learn from Tamid back to Pesach, that it's a din in the Shem Karban. And Mimela is going to apply to Pesach Doris also. But now we run into a quagmire, because Yishlodun Lefizeh B'mashik Shel Rashi. They ask the following kasha. Why don't we also say that the mute of Hazeh is referring to Pesach Sheni? Just like we say the mute of Hazeh by Bikur Arba Yom is referring to Pesach Sheni. Why don't we say also by Mekho Be'esor? It's also Mamai Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Doros. So based on what we said, we have a Pasha to answer, as long as it's not Mukhrach, that the din that we have by Pasha Sechodesh Zeh Lechem is a din in the Shem Korban Pesach Shabbat, so we can say no, that it's a din in the pre-Geula Pesach, the Pesach that's going to bring the Geula, and the Mela doesn't apply to Pesach Doros. Just by Bikur, we have a Yalfusa from Tamid. So we see that this is not a din dafka in the pre-Geula Pesach, because it applies to Tamid also. So that means that it's a shame, it's in the Shem Korban Tamid, so too it's in the Shem Korban Pesach. So that has to be Ladoris, and Mamela were Mamai Pesach Shein, and not Mamai Pesach Ladoris. Because the mute won't apply to Pesach Ladoris, because you see that the Bikur is required for Tamid, so when it's required for Pesach, it's a din in the Shem Korban Pesach, it's like the din in the Shem Korban Tamid, and Mamela Shem Korban Pesach is Chada, just like it says the Shem Korban Pesach at Pesach time, it's Shem Korban Pesach Ladoris. Anything that's a din specifically in the pre-Gula Pesach isn't going to apply. But we prove by the Talmud that's not so, by the Bikur it's not so. It's not a din in the pre-Gula Pesach. It's only a din in the
to din the shame Pesach. It's like a din the shame Tumis, and Mela applies to the Doris also. So what's Rashi and Tosfos' kasha? That we should be memayit by Bikur. We should, well, by Mechol Osir, we should be memayit Pesach Sheni. No, we shouldn't be memayit Pesach Sheni. You're memayit Pesach Doros because we assume that the Mechol Be'eser is a din in the pre-Gula Pesach. So we're not going to come on to Pesach Sheni. Only when it comes to Bikur, there we have to come on to Pesach Sheni because we prove that it's a din of the Shem Karban Pesach, and Shem Karban Pesach from the Doros. But when it comes to Mechol Be'eser is seemingly a din in, we didn't have any Talmud to show us that it's a din in the Shem Karban Pesach, so seemingly a din in the Karban Pesach, the pre-Gula Karban Pesach. And if it's a din in the pre-Gula Karban Pesach, Mamela, that's going to be Mamayit Pesach Doros. So what's Rashi's and Tosfos' kasha? That we should be Mamayit Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Doros. So we have to say that Rashi and Tosfos are learning that the din Mechol Be'eser is shaych to the din Bikur. We've seen Rashi Nachas 49b, Shemir Shmira, says Perish Rashi's Rama, Perik Bedi Verchem Mishnehe. Rashi is also learning the din Mechol Be'eser is shaych to the din Bikur. El Shevot Shev Bikur Sagi Be'eshivak or Shlisha, Shnaim Shlisha Tzlaim. Mibe'eser B'shas Shchiti Yikachech Lamehem, Kavashin Rashi Dibur Masa Lechavasa. Is Chadish Kan Dikin Bikur Mesuyam, V'lechein Boi Mechol Mibe'eser. So Rashi and Tosfos are apparently assuming that the din of Mechol Be'eser is shaykh to the din of Bikur. So the difference is that by Bikur you can just be mevaker a few sheep from the ten, and the Sash Rashi is sweet to take one of them. But here there's a special din Bikur to actually acquire, to set it aside on the tenth. But it's shaykh to the din Bikur. And therefore they ask, since din Bikur is a din in the Shem Karban Pesach, and Klapei Zeh, it was said that it should be Be'ofen Shem Mechol Be'eser. In other words, there's an Oifen of Bikur that it's Mechol Be'eser. But this is a din in the Karban Pesach. So Mischai Mizeh Shegam Pesach Yeh Pesach Be'eser also. With the din Bikur, so we say that just like the din Bikur, there should also be a din in Mechol Be'eser. Since we prove that we're trying to say now that the din of Mechol Be'eser is the din Bikur, just as a special din Bikur to actually set the animal aside for the Karban Pesach, already from the 10th. But that's in the context of the din Bikur. So just like Bikur is the Doros, it's a din in the Karban Pesach and the Shem Karban Pesach. So to Mechol Be'eser should be a din in the Shem Karban Pesach, and Mel is going to be the Doros, and therefore instead we should be Mai Pesach Sheni. And to that, Tosfos gives a pasuk to Teretz that if Pesach Sheni, there's no din Bikur, which the Gemara says is not in Bikur of Pesach Sheni, it's also not in of Mechol Be'eser. Because Mechol Be'eser is Midin Bikur. And therefore the Pasuk can't be Memayit. The Pasuk can't be coming to be Memayit Mechol Be'eser from Pesach Sheni. There is no Mecca, there is no need. Because there's no Din Bikur, there's also no Din Mechol Be'eser. So Baal Korchenu, that the Pasuk is coming to be Memayit, Pesach Doros. The Pesach Doros is in Mechol Be'eser. The Pesach Sheni, of course not. Why not? Because there's no Din Bikur, and Mela's Pasuk is also no Din Mechol Be'eser. Because it's only Din Bikur. Therefore, Baal Korchein, the pasuk is coming to be made. Pesach Doris isn't required from the tenth. Rashi's teretz is that when it says in the pasuk Mishmeres, V'yalchem Mishmeres ad arba asar l'chodesh hazeh, so that the Mishmeres implies both Bikur and Mechol Be'esor. And it says hazeh. So that already comes from my Pesach Sheni. So the Mele, when it says in the Pasuk, that we're all called Adas Yisrael and we're Be'esor l'chodesh hazeh, so that's coming from my Pesach Doros. Because we already have a different meal for Pesach Sheni. Al-Kopanu, came Lamadnu, that anything that's Shaykh to Pesach, pre-Gula Pesach, is not going to be the Doros. Anything that's Shaykh to the Shein Korban Pesach in Algemai in general, which applies to both the pre-carbon Pesach and post-carbon Pesach, or saying that it applies only to the post-carbon Pesach. So there, it's going to be Ludoros, because the Pesach Ludoros is Mamish Chada with post the Acher Gula Pesach Mitzrayim, that second parasha. B'siyat Dishmaya, we obviously, but you can guess that we still have just a fortune left to say. I'm saying there's so much more to say. So I'm asking that you stay tuned, and we will see more in the flow of Rabbis about Simus Vigdalos Mitaris Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, Suvi Simus, beloved friends. We shall continue.